Extremist.
In a lab like a chemist,
in a lab like a chemist.
Fuck a normie opinion.
Fuck a normie opinion.
All my bosses run Linux.
All my bosses run Linux.
Make crypto scary again.
Again.
Talking back on they wonder who win.
Who win?
When the bank circulation ignore regulation, bailouts and fair printing and constant inflation. Back when Bitcoin meant making a change. Back before Lambo Mouchet was the rage. Back before Ross was stuck in a cage. Back when our stream wasn't a vase. Back when OGs was still making waves. Back before press was printing first page. Back when the banks still hadn't heard. When our wallet was built by a mer. Taking it back, this my Genesis block. Cypherpunk shit, yeah, I guess they forgot. Encrypted partition is D-card edition. Talking board scanning like boats on a dock. PGP keys over license repost. And got paper wallets, hope it ain't lost. All set like this, it's strapped up like a high tech. Rotated identity, skip burn like toes.
Taking it back to the day, this my Genesis block. This my Genesis block. Taking it back to the day, this my Genesis block.
Yeah, yeah. Taking it back to the day. Yeah. This my Genesis block. Three letters of failure. This my Genesis block. Yeah. This my Genesis. The Monero Topia price report segment is sponsored by Local Monero. Avoid using KYC exchanges. Buy and sell Monero directly for fiat, peer-to-peer. Hello, hello, Mr. W.
What's up, guys?
What's going on, man?
Thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely. It's been a while.
Yes, it's been very. Yeah, I forgot the last time that he was on.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to be back. And I think it's a good time to talk about some charts.
Yeah, people are worried. Most people in Monero, I don't think really are. One Monero is always one Monero. But let's hear what you got.
All right, let's do it here. Let's get the... all right. So, we at TCV have been working under the premise that the four year crypto Bitcoin / crypto cycle top happened in April of last year, which you can see here on this weekly chart. And, we've been in a bear market ever since. So almost a year of bear market here. And you had a reflex unexpectedly higher in Bitcoin and, in the fall of last year. And that kind of threw off all the cycles for all the cryptos, because then typically what happens is after a Bitcoin cycle, Monero and other privacy coins will catch a bid as a lot of those profits are washed, reasonably so. And so we see pops and rallies after these Bitcoin cycles. And so you kind of see it here. You can see it much clearly, more clearly on these Bitcoin pairs where on the weekly here, you know, at the beginning of the year, the Bitcoin cycle had topped out. We had funds coming into Monero. And then when the tide went out on the whole space, essentially, when Bitcoin really started breaking down, then we had, another low and more consolidation here, which we've had recently. Had a nice little spike up off of this wedge breakout. But for the time being, especially on the BTC pair, I don't see anything imminent that says we're about to, you know, go to the moon, even though the fundamentals and the news certainly says that we should be heading in that direction. But this is a classic formation where we have a bottom, bottom in a key support range. And then we come back in, retest twice. There's a double bottom right here inside of what is another bigger double bottom, which is just there are tons of signs of accumulation here. And so I think this area is critical and needs to hold. And, if we can do that over the next month or two, while kind of the whole space remains under pressure for numerous reasons, government regulation, interest rates, all these kind of exogenous things, then we're looking at a really good summer and fall as the kind of seeds that are being planted now blossom. But if not, if we get some kind of big crackdown in the EU or like you guys were talking about anywhere major, really in any kind of G7 country, on privacy tech or crypto in general, then you could have a spike, 50% from here. So I'm thinking if for some reason, again, there's some macro or regulatory event that happens that sends price down, kind of contrary to what the other fundamentals are saying, then the 0.002 level on the BTC pair and then the $100 level on USD would be the places that I think would be kind of generational type levels to load up on those long-term positions, you know, in case things get really bad. Because I mean, at that point, if they start banning stuff, you're like, well, this is the whole point, is that we need technology to keep this from happening. And, you know, the market would realize it fairly quickly after the spike lower, but, you know, you might get a, you know, 40, 50, 60% correction down in both of these pairs. If you get some kind of regulatory, you know, news that shocks the market.
Do you think the spike, it would be like a quick moment and then a realization that this proves the value proposition of Monero itself, or it's going to be kind of a long process?
No, 100%. No, I think that no, markets are fast these days, and I think it'll be a real fast move. It would be almost like during the financial crisis, not the COVID crisis back in 2007. I'm talking about when, you know, it felt like the whole kind of debt Ponzi financial system was collapsing, and everything was going down, including gold, and gold got hammered. But it took like a day, like a few days, I think, for gold to bottom and then just start ripping to the upside to new highs. And so I think that's the kind of reaction you would get, is you get this puke down. It would wash out tons of just, you know, maybe less strong hands that have been in the market. But then you would get a wave of people going, oh man, this is exactly what this tech is designed for. Let's get in here at these lows that we haven't seen in years. So that's kind of, you know, that would be my play. I mean, if you go all the way back, we haven't seen, you know, levels that would be down in that 002 level on BTC since July of 2016. So, you know, I think a lot of people will be watching at that point, and people that have been watching for a long time will say, here's my opportunity to protect myself. And so that's kind of what I'm looking at. You know, it's hard to say when or if that'll ever happen, but I think it's, you know, it'd be good to be prepared for that. And if not, you know, we just hold our bags and, you know, wait for this kind of dead period to pass, because it will. These markets are so cyclical and somewhat correlated. So once this whole kind of cycle starts going around another Bitcoin halving, you know, unfortunately, that's just the correlation right now, where all this is kind of still tied to Bitcoin. But that'll create a bid in the whole space that should last for another couple of years. But that could be, you know, six to 8 months from now. You know, I'm not completely sure. Hopefully sooner than that. And I'm hoping that a lot of this stuff, barring any huge regulatory issues, all the Canada and the government overreach and all that, really is a spark to make the privacy assets, and Monero in particular, outperform during this next cycle. Because during the last one, they just didn't perform as well because, you know, nobody was thinking about this stuff.
Yeah, very, very good points. I mean, you're seeing it all over the place now with the trucker convoy, everything that's happening. People are talking about it. They're talking about it on Twitter in ways that I've never seen them talk about it.
100%.
You're going to, I can't imagine that doesn't just get reflected in the market at some point. Do you think a lot of Bitcoiners are kind of thinking along these lines and waiting for that opportunity too? They think, all right, there's going to be some moment, and then that's when I'm going to get in.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's, and like you said, I think that's a lot of maybe more old school Bitcoin guys who have been around a while and seen Monero work for all these years, you know, after being very skeptical in the beginning and going, oh wow, you know, there is something here. And if, you know, if I really am scared of getting you know, a knock on the door, then yeah, I think that would be the opportunity. And you know, a lot of the guys that got in, and I feel like the 2013, the kind of 2016 crowd, there were a lot of traders that got in that would see that as a good opportunity just on the chart, you know, regardless of even you know, all the added benefits of the privacy tech.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I kind of hope they can't get in because they don't deserve it.
yeah, I feel your sentiment, but yeah, I mean, at this point, let's do it. Let's more the merrier, no matter who you are.
Let's get the price going up now. You know, don't give them the opportunity. That's what they're waiting for, guys.
You exactly. Want
that spike down, that moment, and to be like, now we're moving into Monero.
Right, exactly.
So maybe they won't get that moment. Maybe the market will adjust and won't give them that moment. Who knows?
Right? Yeah, I mean this formation right here on the BTC pair, you know, which is the one I really care about, honestly. Looks fantastic. And so if this can hold for another month or two, I'll be hyper bullish, and I'll be, you know, y'all have me back on the show, and we'll be able to be a lot more excited. But for now, it's kind of just, you know, stay patient, stick to the plan of probably DCA and long-term holds, you know, as long as we're down here.
Yeah. Yeah. I just see it as buying opportunity.
Totally.
Hopefully you could conjure up a nice little rally for April 7th. That's when we have our
all right. Yeah. I'm making that.
Very nice.
Yeah. Exactly. For sure. Yeah. Yeah. I'll see what I can do.
Awesome, Matt. Thank you. Thank you patiently waiting.
Yeah. Oh, you got it. Thanks, guys. Yeah. No, I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, of course. Anything you want to get out there information wise about yourself or things you're working on or the people you're working for?
No, not necessarily. I mean, the crypto vigilante, been around for a long time, and I'm just one of the price guys. You know, they do a lot of fundamental analysis on all these privacy coins, you know, and they dig deep into new coins and new tech all the time, and are releasing reports on that. But we do lots of price updates during the week. Especially during these times, there's going to be a lot of special content coming out specifically about the Canada situation. So, if you're interested, just cryptovigilante.io. But just doing our thing and trying to get people safe, you know, trying to help people protect themselves, because this is getting dangerous. It feels like we're at a tipping point here.
Yeah. Much respect to Crypto Vigilante and were you down at Anarchapoco?
No, I couldn't make it down there, unfortunately.
Yeah, we weren't able to make it either. We were like trying to swing it, but it just wasn't happening. But we love the group down there.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Liberty loving individuals. There's a lot of Monero lovers in that ecosystem for sure.
100%, man. You know it.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you all so much. Yeah, cheers. Yeah, let me know about next time. Let's pump this thing.
Rio gonna float, the fake gonna drown. Shout out Satoshi, never cashing out. If Bitcoin established was the payment route, wonder if Blockstream figured it out, or if the banking system had them all bought out. Sell out it on Reddit for wanting big blocks. When did the hackers start giving TED Talks? Scaling solutions, choosing to walk. When fees go up, the banks feel the love. The mining solutions, gatekeeper of sorts. Fashion or reserve like the feds going short. Thought crypto was freedom from central control. Atomic sauce for freedom from the last resort.
Taking it back to the day this my Genesis black. This my Genesis black. Taking it back to the day. This my Genesis black. Yeah, yeah. Taking it back to the day. This my Genesis black. This my Genesis black. This my Genesis black.